Hino Yutes, slightly changes a focus. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal points out in one of his many, many talks on Kinos and on Echa that if you go through the first two prokim in Echa, we ask questions of the Almighty. And we're allowed to ask these questions. We're mourning, we're bitterly mourning. Echa yoshva bodo da'ira basiyom, how could this happen? And we keep asking Echa, Echa, and we describe the sorrows and the destruction, all of the hashpalah described in the first two prokim of Echa. And we blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. We acknowledge, at least we do that, we acknowledge that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't look at it as our oivim, our just, you know, plain gover oleinu. But this is something HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. Sila chalabirai Hashem bekirbi kora lai moed lishbar bachurai. Tzivo Hashem liyakov, tzivo sorov. In Perek Beis, we speak even more directly. We talk about Bayivar biyakov keish lahov ochlo soviv, dorach kashto ka'oyev. Terrible, horrible words. We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ka'oyev, nitzov yamino kutzor, bayaro kol machmadei oyen. Hoya Hashem ka'oyev, bila Yisrael, bila kolarman oseho. Sonach Hashem bezbucho, nier mikdosho. Choshev Hashem lahashkes, chomaz basiyon. Hashem did this, how could he do this? Also Hashem asher zoman, bitza emroso, choraz velo chomol. We hurl accusations and we wonder, we ask questions. The next kina, after we've said Echa, 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 the next kina gives the answer. And we accept the answer. And this is why we have the duality of Tisha B'Av as not only a Yom Avelus, as the Rav himself points out also so many times, it's not only a Yom Avelus, but it's a Yom Ta'anis, it's a day of Tshuva. Because Kino Yutes provides an answer to Echa. How can you do this? How could you do this? How could this happen? How could you be Ka'oyev? And we turn around now in Kino Yutes and we make a declaration of Tziduk Hadin. We make a declaration, Tzadiku Hashem ki pihu morisi. Kel emuno vein ovel, Tzadik v'yoshar hu. The ultimate in Tziduk Hadin, no matter what tragedy a person undergoes, he should go through a stage first, I say, of Vayidom Aharon, just acknowledgement that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you have Avelus and you mourn because the loss is there. And then you have to utter and feel Tziduk Hadin. And the redemption lies in the Tziduk Hadin. Because when you acknowledge that Kel Emuno Ve'ein Ogel Tzadik V'Yosher Hu, that there's a reason for this. And we are at fault, not he. Now you're ready to turn, we are ready to turn things around and climb back. And if you look at the words of Kino Yutes and pay attention to them, they are not difficult words. It's from Rav Elazar HaKalir, and the words are relatively simple. What for him is, what for Rav Elazar HaKalir is remarkably simple. And there's a contrast in every stanza. where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the best for us. And he gives us Shefa Bracha. And we failed Nisyonos, failed in our task, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mashpia, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. And we took those gifts and turned them around into their exact opposite. Dafka, the gifts, became their very opposite. And this kina is just, it's simple words, it should make us cry. Look what we did. We took the greatest, the gifts, the shefa, the bracha, the ruchniyustika, closeness, and look what it has turned into, and it's ba'avonoseinu harabim. But again, therein lies the seeds of the geula, because the shefa is there, and it's just as we Reb Soloveitchik points out that the psukim in Paragimel in Eicha, which talk about Mipielion Lo Seitze Aroz Vahatol, there's a few psukim there. The Rambam uses those psukim as the foundation of the idea of Bechira Chofshis, of the person's free will. And the Rambam says that tshuva is the greatest manifestation of Bechira Chofshis. And the yesod of our belief that we can change things are in those psukim. In Paragimel of Eicha, Chazdei Hashem ki lo zomlu ki lo cholu rachamov, Chadoshim labakorim rabo emunosecha, Tov Hashem lekol vov lenefesh nidrashenu, Tov v'yochil v'dumom l'tshuas Hashem, Tov v'agever ki yisa'ol ben urov, V'pielion lo seitzei arroz v'atol nachtzo d'roch, Mayison en odom chai, Gever al chata'ov, V'pielion lo seitzei arroz v'atol, it's up to us. Nachbro derochenu v'nachkora v'noshuvo ad Hashem. These are the words the Rambam uses to establish his foundation. The tsar and the frustration of what avoseinu v'anachnu, of course, are capable of, is brought out in this kina. But therein lies one of the avodos hayom, not just avelus, halavai we fulfill that avod of avelus, but also to yom tainus and tshuva and recognition.